It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll turn up Whiskey Grin. We joined in studio by Bob Megan, do a great track from Eric Mason, and check in with Kelly Shane of Pepperwine. Their Bright Ideas album release show is going down on August 10th on the roof of the Asbury Hotel. But first, on the phone are Nunzio Mudassos and Dan Martyr of In the Clouds. The Jersey Rock Earbuds mixtape is available now. It features tracks from the Van Saters, Reality Suite, The Scullers, Levy and the Oaks, Frankenstein 3000, The Ones You Forgot, Experiment 34, and Dark Sky Choir, and it looks totally rad. Guys, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, man.
I'll tell you, I absolutely love the way this tape came out, and you know, we really appreciate working with you guys on this. Where did the idea to produce the Earbuds mixtape series come from?
We really wanted to try to find a way to tie in the community of, you know, just creative people. We're working with bands, we're working with different like visual artists, and trying to really come up with something that will put a highlight on bands that are doing cool things, that have, you know, a lot going on.
And I noticed that, yeah, each tape that I've seen, the Jersey Rock mixtape is volume 5. You have 4 tapes before that. Each one of them has a very unique look to it. It's a different artist for each cassette tape, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just love creativity and people that are trying to just put things out. And I think when we're working with bands that are constantly just, you know, working, you want to have an artist with that too. So we find a new artist that we enjoy, and we find bands that we think match with that. And we've been putting out cassettes each month just to kind of like put them all together and put a little bow on it. But the visual side of it is key.
A lot of people in their 20s and 30s, you know, had cassettes well before compact discs were prevalent. And it's kind of become like a lost technology, if you will. But with vinyl becoming all the rage these days, I guess it was only a matter of time. What made you guys want to do it on cassette?
Honestly, I was sitting in traffic on my way to New York one day, and I was thinking, I'm like, we should make cassettes. So I looked online, and I found like some duplicators. I actually have a machine at home that makes vinyl records. I went out to Germany and did all that stuff, but I was like, you know, I love vinyl. People are ordering that. But the idea is hit me sitting in traffic, and I was like, we need to make cassettes now. And it's been like a more affordable version of getting your music out there. It's almost like a business card, you know, like people are picking up cassettes and handing them out just because it's a little cheaper than making vinyl, but it's a different medium instead of just sending people like a link to your website or a download link or something like that. It has that tangibility.
You also do a lot of other stuff for bands. If a band wants to get a hold of you, whether they want vinyl pressed or they want one of your other services, how can they do so?
We have it all on our website. It's intheclouds.io. It's not .com because that was like 30 grand. So we got .io. You could upload all the music and artwork and everything right there. If you want stickers, if you want posters, if you want cassettes or vinyl, we're trying to make it like a one-stop shop and trying to make it affordable for bands that, you know, are out there hustling and working on a budget.
I'll tell you, you do great work. We love what you did with us. Nunzio Mudassos and Dan Martyr of In the Clouds. Check them out at intheclouds.io and check out the Jersey Rock mixtape there as well. You can purchase it at intheclouds.io and stay tuned to Rat Radio for your chance to win your own cassette. Guys, thank you so much for calling into the Jersey Rock podcast.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, man, thanks for having us.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do one of the songs off of the Jersey Rock Earbuds mixtape. This is the first track on side 2 with a very fitting title. It's Frankenstein 3000 with Second Time Around on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock podcast.
Face the flames with blood on the keys.
John from the band Whiskey Green, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Whoa!
That's Whiskey Grin on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them at Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Westville on August 11th. Learn more at WhiskeyGrin.net. Joining me in studio is Bob Macon of Macon Waves. The final installment of the Macon Waves Summer Concert Series rocks the Asbury Park Brewery on Saturday, August 11th. It's the second annual Macon Waves Roots Fest with Cranston Dean Band, Levy and the Oaks, The Burns, The Paper Jets, and Terra Dente. Bob, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Tom.
Man, this has been an epic summer over at the Asbury Park Brewery.
It's been a lot of fun, for sure.
I love that you've had these four low-dose shows. I love the atmosphere over there. You have the games going on, the Wheel of Chance, the beer.
Oh, beer is great.
It's been a great time. What I imagine you've sampled a lot over there. What beer on tap have you enjoyed the most this summer?
I would say the Sea Dragon is officially my fourth favorite beer in the world. It's fantastic. It like has this like orange finish, or you know, just citrusy kind of finish, which is really interesting for an IPA. The bitterness of an IPA. If you don't like the hoppy and bitterness of IPAs, give this one a try, because the sweetness of the citrus finish, this makes it really bittersweet.
In a future episode, I'll ask you about the other three. But what I'm going to ask you about right now is what we can expect to see from Cranston Dean Band, Levy and the Oaks, The Burns, The Paper Jets, and Terra Dente on August 11th.
Well, these bands are all really good friends. That's what I tried to do with each of the shows, is to put together bands who I know are all really good friends with each other, have something in common. And, you know, with this show, you've got label mates in The Burns and Levy and the Oaks on Telegraph Hill Records. You know, Chris from The Burns is the co-host of Brian from The Paper Jets, One More with Brian Erickson talk show on YouTube. You know, Cranston Dean is a longtime Jersey Shore musician who's friends with everybody. And Terra Dente, you know, Chris is in Terra Dente's band, you know, and they just have a great camaraderie that is hopefully going to bring out a lot of people. And like, you know, the three previous shows, we're going to get a really great, friendly time.
Only $5 admission for that. Now, looking ahead, you already announced this, your next big show coming up, September 7th over at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. Tell us about that.
Well, that's going to be the celebration of what I call the Jersey Sound. And that, to me, is a cross between the edgy anthems of The Clash and the lyrical rootsiness of Bruce Springsteen, or in the case of the opening act, Chris Brown, Bob Dylan. You know, Chris is more influenced by Bob Dylan, but, you know, Crypt Creeper 5, the Von Saters, Bobby Mahoney, and the Seventh Son, they have this great mix of that Springsteen Clash sound that I call the Jersey Sound. And it's prevalent also in your good friend Matty Carlock, the Gaslight Anthem, who actually came together after the Crypt Creeper 5. Another older band is the Scandals. There's a fella named Sammy Kaye who's really good. They all have this like sense of strong lyricism, strong like American roots music foundation, but with a really powerful punk edge to it. And, you know, they're all influenced by Springsteen, with the exception of Chris. He's more of a Dylan influence.
That's going to be a good time. We'll have you on the podcast ahead of that show to talk more about it. Bob Macon of Macon Waves, do not miss the final installment of the Macon Waves Summer Concert Series, August 11th, Saturday night, over at the Asbury Park Brewery. Tickets are only $5. Bob, thank you so much for coming on this summer.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. Right now, let's hear from one of the acts on the bill for August 11th. Here's Levy and the Oaks, their latest, Obsessive Love, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
It's obsessive love. It's more than peace and doves. There's a little hell in this heaven above. Obsessive love. It's more than peace and doves. There's a little hell in this heaven above. First act, a tire swing. Clear skies and budding trees. Starts the movie of you and me. Long ago with the director that never showed. We were never scripted. Ad-libbed and livid. As far as crew members go, the stars held the light for the drama below. We rehearsed it. prescription. My doctor in medicine. Quarantined in the city of Rome, infesting the alleys with our love and our poems.
Hey guys, this is Eric Mason. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Table. The time we have left ain't enough. Days go by, everyone lives and dies. But some folks are born without odds on their side, and they're swimming against the tide. Plays ball with the kids on his street. He clears his mind free of his struggles in school. With all of the pressure he just can't perform. It's pressure he's never been faced with before. And when he's in high school, his story's the same. The rules of the game don't come easily to him. He's never had schedules or structure that gave him direction. Boys on the football team did. Days go by, everyone lives and dies. But some folks are born without odds on their side, and they're swimming against the tide. To his job, he didn't think college was where he belonged. And most of his friends here decided to stay with their families and help them to just get along.
days go by. Everyone lives and dies. But some folks are born without odds on their side, and they're swimming against the tide. Whoa.
Eric Mason on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off his self-titled debut EP. It's available now at ericmasonmusic.com. Don't miss Eric Mason at the Beach House Brewery in Belmar on Friday, August 11th. On the phone is Kelly Shane of Pepperwine. Their Bright Ideas album release party hits the Asbury Hotel up on the roof on August 10th. Kelly, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's a total pleasure, and we're very much looking forward to your new album. Tell us, what went into producing Bright Ideas?
So we spent about a year writing the music, just kind of creating all of the songs that we decided to put on the album. We decided that the name Bright Ideas made the most sense because all of the songs are about kind of positivity and kind of reflection and being able to take a look at your life and just twist things in a new view. And I sort of felt like Bright Ideas encompassed the idea of all of the songs on the album.
And the album release show, it's hitting the rooftop of the Asbury Hotel on August 10th. That's going to be a good time. Tell us about what we can expect that night.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. We're going to have UFO Tofu opening. We've played with them a couple times. They're pretty cool. They're coming out with their own album as well, like later this year. We are also going to have Cranston Dean and his band playing also. And it's going to be a good night of music. We're going to have some Pepperwine freebies, some giveaways. Just all in all, we're going to play the full album, and then we're also going to play some new music that we've written since we recorded the album.
Can you get tickets in advance or just show up at the door?
Yes, so you could do both. You can get tickets in advance. We have the link right now on the Facebook event page, which will also link to our website. But if you want to find the event right now, you could just go on our Facebook, and it's linked right there. So the link is there. And then also, I know the Asbury Hotel is going to have it linked to their website as well. You can get tickets on the day of the show, too.
What's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Pepperwine is up to?
www.pepperwinegroove.com. We link all of the videos that we make onto our website. We link all of our shows there. We have, you know, all of our other social media, so Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, all of that just linked directly to the website. So it'll bring you to anywhere you want to go.
The track we're doing is Dive. Tell us about this song.
It's a little bit more of like a funky song on our album. I really love it. It's probably one of my favorite songs on the album. The rhythm section really gets to show off at the end. I love the vocal melody that I sing. It's just got a good vibe overall. I wrote it. It's one of the love songs on the album. Most of the songs, like I said earlier, are more about like reflection and just kind of like positive vibes. But this song is one of the love songs on the album.
Kelly Sheehan of Pepperwine. See their Bright Ideas album release show on the rooftop of the Asbury Hotel on August 10th. Kelly, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Pepperwine with Dive on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Do I breathe? My words I tapped into my sleep. Should I sleep? I'm patiently in the sand. I'm waiting for you. You're in my view.
Wine with Dive on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Bright Ideas album. The CD release show rocks the roof of the Asbury Hotel on Friday, August 10th. Learn more at pepperwinegroove.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.